Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you joined us today. Today we have the awesome pleasure of spotlighting Dr. Cassandra Bradford Wilson. Dr. Cassandra is a very well-known leader here in the U.S., Dallas, and all over the U.S., I'd like to say. She has started the RUNS Women's Conference, and as soon as she jumps on the line, she can tell us a little bit more about it and what year it started and all of that type of stuff. I am in the process of getting her on the air now. Hopefully, well, she'll be able to chime in just a minute. Here she is now. So we have the awesome pleasure of introducing you guys to her, and she's going to just tell us about herself. So you came on right on time, Dr. Cassandra. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Good morning. I'm so glad you were able to join us. That's what I was telling the audience. You have done some amazing things, and we are just excited to learn more about it and what we can do to better our life. Because, you guys, that is the key. We are on radio. We are on television because we want to help you better your life. So I just want Dr. Cassandra to take it away. Tell us about yourself.
I love Cheryl. Cheryl is always full of energy. Man, if I could just bottle up that energy, girl, look, I have to sell it. I'm sorry. Well, good morning, everyone. I am Cassandra Wilson, and I am so super excited about the RUN Women's Conference. And its objective is to help women in transition, and that's all of us. I mean, every woman I know, Cheryl, we're all in transition. We're trying to gain weight, lose weight, get hair, cut hair. Right?
Yes.
We're trying to be better wives, be better mothers. So the conference is 12 speakers all ready to just pour into your life, whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally, educationally. We just want you, we know that you can't be a better business owner unless you're a better business person.
Mm-hmm.
So we have doctors, medical doctors, psychologists. We have those that are in marketing, sales, motivational speakers, those that help you talk about getting contracts, if you're a veteran, if you're a veteran woman, what to do if you want to retire, how you carry your vision into your purpose. We are trying to hit you at every angle. We don't want to miss anything. So that's really what the conference is all about, and I'm so super excited about it.
Wow, that is amazing. That is amazing. Well, how did you end up with the whole concept to do this conference? Did something happen, or what made you decide to go this route?
Well, I got a prophecy about 23 years ago to work with women. Didn't know what all that entailed. You know, you never know. You know, God brings you full circle, Cheryl. So, you know, I started off in a male-dominated industry, worked my way up to executive management, didn't understand any of that, but wrote my thesis in college was on the glass ceiling, which had to do with women. And so from that point, I had been asked to speak at women conferences all over the country. And one day I got a call from a woman wanting me to speak at her conference at the last minute. It kind of frustrated me. So I decided to have a conversation with God, and it was very audible in a shoe store. And so he spoke, you know, when your Heavenly Father tells you to do something, you just better do it. Wrote out the conference, and I submitted it to a friend of mine over at Lockheed Martin. We did our first conference in California, to be exact. And it was such a success. And what I didn't realize, Cheryl, is that women in the military retire at the age of 38.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, wow, here I am just a tad bit older. I'm still working. And the conference was such a success that we brought it to Dallas last year. And then this year we took it on the road. We went to 9 states, and now our big conference is July 22nd and 23rd. So that's really how we got started, and it has just evolved into a movement that I'm just so honored to even say that I'm a part of. I'm like, God, are you sure you chose the right one? So I'm always at awe at what he's doing with it and the people that have come on board and gotten involved with the movement, it's truly an honor. I'm floored, Cheryl.
Wow, that is amazing. And you guys, I want to back up a little bit and tell you that what we do is called Love of Heart Services. We do this because we love people and we want to see people succeed. So, Dr. Cassandra, mm-hmm. tell us, where did that love for others come from? When did that start for you?
Well, I think it started when I was young. I was always for the underdog. You know, I was always for the one that either couldn't fight or didn't know, and you say, hey, if I know it, here it is. Because I think together we're stronger, you know. Mm-hmm. So whatever it is that I knew, it didn't bother me just to tell you, hey, here's the answer. You know, and if I felt that if you knew the answer, tell me. That means we all pass the test or we all win. So in life, I believe that, you know, God surrounds us with many advisors, right? He surrounds mm-hmm. us with people that are smarter than us, or those that you say, hey, I don't know that much in that area. So we're givers, Cheryl. So listen, if I know it, I'm going to give it to you. I don't want you to make the same mistakes that I made. You know, my mistakes caused me some bruises, and they hurt, and I don't want you to hurt. And that's where that all comes from.
That is amazing, and that is so true, because as women, we know that many times, and I know we have a few good men that listen as well, but as women, mm-hmm. we carry the brunt of so many things, and so many things are on our back daily. So I just wanted to find out from you, if you had to give a woman advice right now that was going through the pain of maybe the loss of a loved one through death or divorce, or maybe someone who's just having bad financial times, what would you tell her in order to turn her life around?
I would tell her to pray. Yes. You know, seek God. I mean, He is our refuge. I would tell you to find you a mom, whether she's a spiritual mom, someone that knows more than you about life. You know, get under her. The Bible says the older women are to teach the younger women. It doesn't mean in age. It means in wisdom. You need to get with somebody that really knows how to reach God, really knows how to get into the very bosom of God and to intercede on your behalf. I'm going to tell you, sure, I have a whole prayer team that prays over me, not just one person. But I have a mom that I can go to. Even though my earthly mother, my birth mother, has gone on to glory, I have a mom that I can go to, I can call out to, and she'll tell me, nope, that's not the right way. Yes, come on, I'll fight for you. I'll stand in the gap with you. If she's in business and she doesn't know, find you somebody you can trust. Don't tell all of your secrets to everybody. They don't need to know, but find just one person you can trust that says, you know what, I'll mentor you, I'll shadow you. And that's almost the same as covering you. You know, so find somebody that you can trust. And everybody doesn't know business. So find somebody in that particular area that you have a need of that you can get with, discuss it. You know your secret is not going to go anywhere.
That is so true, and I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because everybody doesn't know everything, and some people are good for some things and not good for
mm-hmm.
others. So it's
mm-hmm.
so
You're
important
absolutely
right. that we find the right person. Well, I wanted to ask you, I feel like you are the master of personal development. So tell us a little bit about why personal development is so important. I mean, I tell people school is never out. We always should be learning and developing in ourselves. And I even think one study had said that that helps as well. Something about the activity in the brain helps ward off Alzheimer's. So it's just
mm-hmm.
like, whoa, it's so many studies about the brain and, you know, about how if we keep it active, how different our life can be as opposed to not keeping it active. And I know for one thing, mm-hmm. after a person graduates high school or college, they normally never pick up a book. I think the statistics were like 70% or something that high. It was extremely high. But I just wanted to know your idea about personal development.
Well, what I would say, Cheryl, is, you know what, I love live events. I love feeding
mm-hmm.
my soul and my mind. I never want to be the smartest person in the room. So
mm-hmm.
I love live events. Sometimes I go, and I know a lot of people know me here in the Dallas Metroplex, so sometimes I have to go in disguise or something, and I want to go by myself. I want to sit on the front row, Cheryl. I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
I must
me
be
too.
In the church. I have to sit on the front row because I don't want to, you know how you're in the back and your people watching and you're sightseeing?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. I want to sit mm-hmm. in the front. I want to look directly into the teacher's face. I have a pen. I keep a notebook in my purse.
Yeah.
I'm there to learn. I'm there to get educated. I'm there to perfect my skill. I'm there to perfect my craft. And so I'm a big proponent of it. I don't think we can get enough of it because I don't know everything. Business evolves. It changes every day. And if we don't stay ahead of at least our own craft, we'll get lost in the shuffle. So if I can suggest anything, always find an event, find somewhere that you can be edified, that you can learn something, that you can say, you know what, I'm going to go back and I'm going to try that, I'm going to do that. Ooh, that's going to put me over the top. It's going to put me over the edge. And I guarantee you, you won't be the same. You'll go, oh, my God. Then you'll get hooked on learning. I'm telling you,
mm-hmm.
Cheryl, it's addictive. It's very addictive.
Oh, I know. Definitely. That's why I don't even count the conferences that I go to in Dallas, but outside of Dallas, I went to conference number 80 last weekend, and it was
Woo!
Just like I am just a junkie for conferences because I learn so much better when I'm in person with the pen and paper, writing it down and
mm-hmm.
asking questions,
mm-hmm.
and I just think it's key to being the person that you were intended to be. I really do, because there's so much we can share with one another and just be a blessing to one another. So, I mean, it is just critical, definitely. Well, I wanted to turn the page a little bit. Oh, did you want to say something
mm-hmm.
else?
No,
uh-huh.
no. I'm with you, Cheryl. You know, we're on the same page. I just,
okay,
we just
okay.
have a passion.
I
think you and I just have a passion for helping people,
yeah.
you know, and,
yeah.
and motivating them. You know, Cheryl,
yeah.
I just think that you're our cheerleader. You're that queen of heart cheerleaders. Now, if I see Cheryl with some pom-poms and a cheerleader uniform on, that's
yeah.
because she just
yeah.
took it to the next level. Every time I see Cheryl, she's excited. But that's how we have to be about business, Cheryl. It's our
yeah.
business. It's the secret that God gave you. Don't you know you got a
yeah.
secret that God gave only you? Wow,
yeah.
do you know how
yeah.
powerful that is? I'm like,
absolutely.
Okay, you see, you're infectious.
Yeah.
See how that works?
You're too funny. Well, I wanted to find out from you. I'm turning the page a little bit because I get Facebook messages all the time from two different categories of people. One are future entrepreneurs, and the second are struggling entrepreneurs. And if you just had to give a piece of advice to both of those categories of people, what would you tell them?
I would tell them, if you are starting your business and you still work a day job, if you don't have the necessary finances or even the green light from your spouse if you're married, sometimes you have to keep your day job in order to get your
yeah.
business off the ground because you have to self-fund.
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of us, we have to self-fund. We don't have an investor. So you don't want to get yourself in debt and put your family at risk if it's not your time. It's all about timing. I would
mm-hmm.
also tell you, even before you start your business, do your marketing research. Do your competitive analysis. That is so
yeah.
key. If you are a veteran, that information is free for you. So
yeah.
do your research. Be an investigator. Find out
yeah.
what it's going to take, how much it's going to cost, what do you need to break even, how much you need to make a profit. That way you don't
yeah.
put your family at risk. Please don't put your family at risk. There's
yeah.
too many divorces, so I'll tell you, if you're married, do your marketing research, find out the timing, make sure that you can afford to do so. If you don't know, I will always tell you, get an expert. People will set up businesses, and then later they're paying all this money in taxes, and they didn't have to. So I would
yeah.
implore you to sit with an expert, someone that can tell you, hey, you know what, this is what you need for right now based on the vision that you have for your business. LLC is not a cookie cutter for every business. You got franchise tax that's due different times of the year that, you know, you think, oh, it's only due at the end of the year. No, ma'am, it's not. No, sir, it's not. If you are a nonprofit and you're looking to get a 501c3 or a 501c6, know the difference. Know that if you're accepting grant money, you have to pay taxes. You have to report down to the penny. Average tax preparers, some of them, I'm not saying all, but some of them don't know the tax strategies and the tax advantages or disadvantages for nonprofits. Everybody does not need to be a 501c3 or a 501c6. So you need to understand it. And also, Cheryl, if I can just add this real fast, every nonprofit does not have to have a grant writer. Some grants are just, you have to apply for. Certain grants, you can write a letter, especially if you have a 501c3 or a 501c6. If you're a nonprofit, you better know your county commissioners, your city council, and your mayor, state representatives. People can also fund your project.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that one.
That is some great information, because there's so many people, like I said, just struggling to really find their place. And I tell people sometimes exactly what you said about getting started, because I stayed at my job 2 years before I decided, okay, it's time to quit the job and branch out, you know. And people think, oh, that's such a long time. No, it's not. If you're leaving a job with great money and great benefits, you really need to give it some thought. Because there's no guarantees when you go into business for yourself. You have to be a person that's excited about it. And I, like I tell everybody, I still get up at 4 or 5 in the morning and make sure that I get to work so I can do what I need to do. And I'm excited about who I'm able to serve every day, just every day.
Yes.
So it's wonderful.
I read this study where someone says that, oh, you know, if you work more than about 3 hours a day, you're working too much. I'm like, I don't know any entrepreneur that works that less of a time. But if you love what you do, it's not considered work. I'm like you, I absolutely love what I do. I can talk about business every day, and I do talk about it every day.
Yes.
I love it. It's not work for me. That's my call. That's what I'm supposed to do. That's my service. So, yeah, if you're starting a business, you're in business, get the right timing. Pray about it. Talk to your spouse. Even if your spouse said, no, it's not time yet, you need to listen. You need to, like we said, make sure you're financially able to do it.
Yes, absolutely.
Great advice.
Absolutely. And with the struggling entrepreneur, would you tell them to just do more research, or what exactly would you tell for them to do?
Well, I will let them know, get advice. I'm a big proponent on mastermind, Cheryl. I love being the only little kitten in the room that don't know much.
Yes.
And a mastermind should be small. If it's more than 12 people, get out. You need to make sure you're getting the attention that you need. Now, it's not always about you every meeting. But if you have a question, if there's 12 people in that group, now you have 11 suggestions or 11 pieces of advice, then now you can take and run with it. So I love mastermind groups. I really, really do. I would tell you to also seek help. Like we said, get a coach, get a counselor, somebody to keep you accountable for your task, keep you on task. Sometimes, you know, it's not intentional, but we can't always stay on task. So get you a coach, get you a counselor, someone just to keep you on task and to keep you accountable. That's really, really key. And then that way your goals are met and you know why you didn't meet them. Or, you know, sometimes life happens. So it's not that, you know, you're going to be criticized or ostracized, but it's just to keep you on task. That's really what a good coach does.
Absolutely. That is so true. I'm so glad you shared that. Well, we have about 12 minutes left or so.
Oh.
I want you to kind of go into detail about the conference. I want everyone to know exactly what they can expect, because I think it's going to be a life changer, you guys. I don't know if y'all remember the show that I did on the 10 conferences that I set for 2016. You need to attend this if you're going to be in any type of business. I mean, even if you're thinking I'm going to be in business 5 years from now, you need to attend this conference, because it's going to be one of those things that are like, not only will you learn from it, you're going to be able to get out of there and Monday morning get running. I mean, that's what the conference is, the run conference. She intends for us to run. As soon as we leave there, we're going to be able to run with it. Yeah, definitely. So tell us more.
A lot of people think, oh, my God, you're going to make us exercise. You just never know what's going to happen. But we're there. It starts on Friday night, July 22nd. I have opened it up free to the public. It is our mastermind. We have 15 experts that will be in town. They're going to be talking to you about Technology with John Lawson out of Atlanta, Georgia. He is backed by Google. So he's any if you
wow.
want to start an online store, anything dealing with technology, one of the reasons why women-owned businesses fail is technology, especially those of
yeah.
us that are over the age of 40. We have mastered
yeah.
the red and the green button, but he's going to talk to you about applications, SEO optimization of those words we don't understand. He's going to talk to us how to have a profitable online store. Anything you need to know about technology. Karen Child is out of New York City. You know, we have to find our center, find our peace. I believe that we have to be mentally, spiritually, physically able to carry that vision. You have to stop and be replenished. Can't do it without that. We have Ken Lamont is going to be talking about credit. You know, you got to have credit before you can talk to an investor, before you even talk to someone
yeah.
to get a loan. He's going to be talking to what's on your credit report. If you're hounded by credit debt collectors, do you know that's illegal for them to call you every day? It's illegal for them to harass you, and that it's really a penalty that they have to pay you $500 per phone call. So that helps you with your credit before you can even go and talk to an investor. We have three investors that's going to be there ready to give money to talk to you about what an investor looks for when they're talking to you about your business, if they want to invest in your business, what you got to have for them. And you can talk to them one-on-one. They're going to be there with you up close and personal. Bring your questions, okay? If you are a veteran, what opportunities are out there for veterans? All these free services, your marketing research, your competitive analysis, they can give you a 20-mile zip code radius as to who your target markets are with their name, address, telephone number. Look at that. We didn't even know that. And so all of these people are going to be there. It's going to be great networking. It's from 6 to 9 p.m. It starts on the red carpet at 6. We start on time, Cheryl. And so that
yeah.
way we have time to answer every question and then get some rest because the next day, July 23rd, is the actual conference at 8 a.m. Cheryl, we got marching bands. We got pom-pom girls. We got
wow.
cheerleaders. We got we're starting off in prayer. Then we go into praise, and I'm telling you, it's going to be excitement from end to end. Bring your cell phones and your selfie sticks because we will be doing selfie alerts. I'm telling you,
yeah.
it's going to be so much information. Nobody's going to sell you anything from the stage. So come with a pad and piece of paper. As a matter of fact, we're going to give you a piece of paper. We're going to make sure you have information to write because I'm going to be on the front row ready to take information myself. We have
yeah.
Elena Fernandez is going to teach us how to blog, how to get paid from blogging. So many people say, hey, I have a blog, I write an article, but you're not getting paid for it. That is a moneymaker right there. So,
yeah.
listen, then guess who's coming in that day? That's Sheila E. Oh, my God, Sheila E., the Grammy Award winner, the songwriter with Prince, Santana. She's written for a bunch of rock groups. She will be there speaking about her own business, the ups and downs that she even had, why it's important to be an entrepreneur. And even if you are a woman in transition, push, persevere. Get it done. We are women that are pushers. We're running. Then, Cheryl, we are not done. We're going to give you a couple of hours to go home, get some rest, get on the sideline, drink some water, and come back that evening at 8 p.m. at Gilly's on Southside Lamar because Sheila E. is going to be in concert with her 8-piece band. I believe in work-life balance. So I believe
mm-hmm.
that even though we're working hard, we need to also have some fun. You have to have work-life balance. There's no way we can run this race and do all that we do and say that we love what we do and there is no work-life balance. So we will be having fun. We will be excited, super excited. We're going to make sure that these women are getting everything that they need, some work-life balance, some excitement in their lives, so they can move forward, move on, press on, so we can see them in the marketplace. That's really what the Run Women's Conference is all about. It's about having fun, finding you someone that you don't know, and be a friend all year round, Cheryl. I am more than my business.
Yeah.
If you ask me today, Cassandra, what's going on with you, girl, I give you a whole mouthful.
Yes.
But guess what? I'm my church. I'm my community. So guess what? I volunteer at my church, and there are needs in my church. So if you talk to me today, it may not be, oh, Cheryl, I need a client. It could be, Cheryl, I'm trying to help a family that I've made a commitment to. And so listen, if you know anybody with some toothbrushes or some toothpaste, we're trying to donate. That's what we as women, we're all about. We are givers. We're lovers of our family, our friends, and those that we consider close and personal friends. So that's what it's all about. Come meet a friend. We are going to have a ball, honey.
Wow. That is amazing. And you guys, she said some powerful things right there. And I just want to take just a few minutes to just reemphasize. I don't know if you realize the caliber of people that she's going to have at the conference, because I do, because I know that I pay for these type of services, you guys. So she's giving you an opportunity not only to come and just hear about it. You can ask questions for people that are doing incredible things. Just, it's like a modern-day Shark Tank, kind of, because you're going to have people there that can answer the questions what investors are looking for. If you think that your business needs an investor, they can answer the question. This is how you do it. So I am so excited about this, because I just know that this will be a game changer. But here's the deal, audience. Here's the deal, friends. I want you to know you've got to come open. Ooh, I hope you heard that. You have really got to come open, because if you don't come open, you're not going to receive. But if you come with an open heart and willing to learn and willing to take some advice, because what I've learned in business, you guys, sometimes you need your hand slapped. Sometimes you need somebody to tell you, oh, my goodness, no, don't do that. That's a bad idea. That's bad for your taxes. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. It's okay. If you come with an open heart, you'll be able to receive that. Cassandra, have you found that as well in business?
Yes, you have to. Listen, I don't do numbers well. I count on my fingers and toes. And that's why I have someone that helps me with my money, with my taxes, what I should be doing. Don't you ever do that again, Cassandra. Now you got yourself in a pickle and you can't get out of it. So, yes, they're going to be there answering questions. It's an opportunity that you like, when I didn't know that. Now you get to get all of this information, just in one place. In one place, you get it in one place. And sometimes we don't ask questions, Cheryl. We wait for somebody else to ask it because we may be embarrassed. But that's okay. You better get there so you can hear the answer.
Yes, definitely. So, so true. So, audience, I hope you join me there. I am so excited about this, because here's what I know, and we're going to leave you with this, and Cassandra's going to have the closing remark, but I just want to say this. Knowledge is great and wonderful. But you know what's even better? Applied knowledge. So we want you to leave Saturday, go home Sunday and rest, but Monday you need to get up and run. You need to look at your notes Monday and be able to really devise a plan that will change your life and change your family's life and do a legacy for your family. You can do all of that based on the information you're going to get from this conference. So I am super excited. So Cassandra, just leave us with a closing remark.
Listen, if you are in business, you're thinking about starting a business, get with someone, get with a consultant, get with a coach, get some good advice, get good tax information, find out everything that you can, what you need, when is a good time, get some forecasting done. If you don't do anything, pray. Pray and ask God, when is my time? Is this a good time to serve you, God? And make sure you do it with your whole heart. Because God wants us to do everything decent and in order. So just know that whatever it is you're doing, it, you're going to give it back to God as a gift back to Him, an acceptable gift. This is your gift back to Him. So serve Him with your awesome gift. Don't give Him anything that you wouldn't want. Give Him an acceptable gift. So if I can leave you with anything, that will be my recommendation for anybody. Do your everything decent and in order. Give it back to God the way you expect Him to give it back, to give unto you.
Thank you so much. You guys, this has been a powerful interview. And not only just about the conference, Dr. Cassandra offered you some life lessons. And I put down the top six reasons in the show notes. I want you to go back and read these top six reasons. Whether you're in business or if you're just thinking about it, it's important to get your mindset right. And that's what's mm-hmm. so important in everybody's life, is just to get your mindset right. You've got to have a good mm-hmm. relationship with God. You've got to have great relationships mm-hmm. with others. And we are here to help you do that. I'm just and I'm not going to even say a phone call, because I rarely answer the phone anymore. I'm just a Facebook message away. That is the best way to contact me. And Dr. Cassandra has put down her office number, which is awesome. She will accept a call. Yay! She also has given us her email and both of her websites. But I just encourage you, if you want to bless your life, you need to get to this conference. I don't care if you don't go but to one conference this year. This is the one that you need to pick in the middle of the summer, because guess what? Mm-hmm. This is going to set you up not only for now, the rest of 2016, this can set you up for 2017, because you'll have the mm-hmm. the answers and information before the year starts, and you can plan it out well. So I am super mm-hmm. excited, Dr. Cassandra, that we had a chance to talk today. I cannot wait for the Runs Women's Conference. I am just on pins and needles. We're about 30 days away, and I know it's going to be fabulous, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, Cheryl. Thank you so much for your audience listening to, and I can't wait to see your guests at the Run Women's Conference. Hey, can I put an offer out to you, Cheryl?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Cheryl, if you get two people from your show, just two, that registered before July 5th, I will bless you with a VIP ticket to the Sheila E. concert, and I will personally take you to her and introduce you to her personally.
Oh, wow. You guys, y'all need to come on. Definitely. That is so amazing. And I just know, you guys, you will be blessed.
Well, that's not just for you. Let me say this, Cheryl. I have to say this. Not just for you, but for your audience, your guests as well. So if you say that you are a guest of Cheryl, right? Call me. Say you're a guest of Cheryl. I will bless both of you. How about that?
Oh, that is amazing. Well, thank you so much for that heart of giving and just loving and sharing for us. And you guys, we are committed to help women just live the life of their dreams. And I am so thankful that you joined me today on the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. And you guys, if you don't do anything, call her and find out how you can be in the know. Because this is going to be a conference like you have never seen before. So I'm super excited to share it with you guys. So I will see you in a month, Dr. Cassandra. I cannot hardly wait. All right.
Okay,
well, thank you so much for being a guest today. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.